track four, more news stories. There are a number of court cases reported on in this week's paper. This one is about a man who'd been jailed for raping a girl at a New Year's Eve party. A New Year's Eve party guest has been jailed for raping a 17-year-old girl who'd fallen asleep on a sofa. Enver Kuchuk invited himself to the event at a house in Ashburton in 2020, driving from his home in Manchester to get there. He ended up sleeping in the same room as the victim, and she woke up to find him assaulting her, and he went on to rape her. She'd been drinking with her friend and gone to sleep on the sofa on one side of the room while other people were still about. Kuchuk was allowed to stay and was meant to have slept on a different sofa on the other side of the room, but waited until he was alone with the victim and attacked her in the early hours of the morning. Kuchuk was thrown out of the house immediately and police were called. He was stopped as he drove through Gloucestershire on his way home. Lorry driver Kuchuk, aged 51, of Ashton-under-Lyne, denied assault by penetration and rape but was found guilty by a jury at Exeter Crown Court at a trial in March. He was jailed for 7 years and put on the sex offenders register for life by Judge David Evans, who told him, "Your explanation seemed to be that you felt you were entitled to try it on and see what her reaction was. You were entirely regardless of her wishes." Mr. Lee Brembridge, defending, said Kuchuk had lived in Britain for 25 years and had four children aged 13 to 22 and worked for his employers for 7 years. He said he had a strong work ethic and helped his family in Turkey, who was severely affected by last year's earthquake. He used the 4 months in prison on remand to take courses in English and maths, and won a governor's commendation for working with cancer patients in the prison hospital.
Cyclist dies after road collision. A man has died after sustaining serious injuries following a crash in Ashburton. The cyclist, who was in his 30s, was hurt in the collision on Headborough Road. He sustained life-threatening injuries and was taken to Derriford Hospital. Police say he has since died as a result of his injuries. The accident happened on Sunday, July the 14th, at Headborough Road, when the cyclist, on a blue Giant road bike, was in collision with a white Volkswagen Passat. Emergency services were called to the scene about 4:30 p.m. The car driver was uninjured. Officers from the roads policing team closed the road for about 6 hours to carry out a forensic examination of the scene. They are investigating the circumstances surrounding the incident and asking for witnesses or any motorists with relevant dash cam footage to contact them.
Olympic torch run returns to Sheldon Bridge. Children from Sheldon Primary School kicked off their 2024 Sports Day on Monday by recreating the iconic 2012 Olympic torch relay over Sheldon Bridge. Six specially selected torchbearers from classes throughout the school, accompanied by PE teachers, ran across Sheldon Bridge before returning back to school via the ferry shelter. Back at school, children took part in their own Olympics featuring gymnastics, cycling, sprint running, shot put, standing, long jump and a long run before the day closed with an award ceremony. The event is part of the school's efforts to mark this year's Olympic Games, which are taking place in Paris from July the 26th.
League donates £30,000 worth of equipment to hospital. Equipment worth more than £32,000 has been donated to Newton Abbott Community Hospital by its League of Friends. Committee members presented the equipment to staff of the new infusion unit at the hospital. The equipment included a £6,400 blood fridge, infusion equipment including reclining chairs, over tables, trolley, nurse's chair, totalling over £22,000, and a vein viewing unit costing £4,800. The unit is on the ground floor of the hospital and is a light, spacious and airy room with large windows overlooking the garden. The League has also recently provided equipment for the physio department, stroke rehabilitation unit and various other parts of the hospital.
Seaside fun for all at Regatta Week. From sandcastle competitions to the famed Floaty McFloat race, Teignmouth Regatta is about to kick off with seaside fun for all ages. Starting on Sunday, July 28th, with the fun run, the packed programme includes water-based events such as kayak, paddleboard, rowing and raft races, along with land-based activities including a quiz night, treasure hunt and fun sports with traditional egg and spoon and sack races. Teignmouth Regatta started in 1773 with hotly contested sailing and rowing races between Teignmouth and Sheldon. The committee work hard to plan and organise safe events for all and could not do this without the kind donations and sponsorship of local businesses, said Teignmouth Regatta Secretary Lucy Pitts. Our aim is to introduce affordable family fun to locals and visitor alike, she added. We love seeing families come back year after year.
Dancing sheep to wow the crowds at show. A fun-filled family day returns to Newton Abbott Racecourse next month. The country show, which takes place on Saturday, August the 10th, will feature a host of events, craft, food and market stalls and activities to keep everyone happy. This year, the event will welcome the Sheep Show with their dancing sheep, along with powwow alpacas, ferret racing and Dartmoor archery and Devon bushcraft with their axe throwing. Newton Abbott Flower Club will be running a craft workshop and there will also be a small collection of classic cars to view. Adult tickets are priced at £6 in advance online or £8 on the day, and children are admitted free.